Governor Doug Ducey has released benchmarks that could lead to the reopening of gyms and other businesses that meet them. Bars have been among those ordered closed, and even with the new benchmarks, they're likely to stay that way for the time being. And that has left bar owners and employees in a holding pattern, despite steps they may have already taken to make their spaces safer. Jeremiah Graca is the owner of Thunderbird Lounge in Phoenix's Melrose District. He recently wrote a commentary for Phoenix New Times, arguing the additional closure has been devastating to his business. And he's confused because patrons can still get a drink at restaurants that have been allowed to remain open. Jeremiah joins us now to talk more about this. Jeremiah, good morning.
Good morning.
So how has the current closure affected your ability to ultimately stay open and ultimately keep people employed?
Well, unfortunately, it has forced us to close and furlough all of our employees for the time being.
So do you think that ultimately you will be able to bring them back and reopen at some point?
We would like to. At this point, we have no idea when that will be. The benchmark that the governor set leaves it up to the Arizona Department of Health Services, and their guidelines say that the percentage has to be below 3%, which hasn't happened since before May.
There was speculation that some people were saying that as difficult as it would be for gyms to reopen, for bars it looked almost impossible. What's your perspective then on these new benchmarks? Does it give you any hope?
No, it does not at all. And we think it's unrealistic and unjust, to be honest. Especially, like you said earlier, when you can go to a restaurant down the street and sit down at their bar and have a beer and watch the baseball game. But you can't go to a bar that has a 4,000 square foot outdoor patio and socially distance and have a beer.
Now, I want to ask you about your outdoor space, because in the piece that you wrote for New Times, you referenced the fact you have a fairly large patio and took some steps to make it so that it would be safe there. What kinds of things did you do to try to make it so that customers could safely come to your bar?
So we spent over $1,000 on PPE. We bought five mobile hand sanitizer stations. We bought masks to give people. We spaced all of our tables 6 feet apart. We closed our inside altogether. We have a service window that we can serve directly to the outside, so there's no contact between the customer and our staff. Everyone that came up to the service window would have a mask. We did everything that the CDC said that a business should do, and all we've been asking for is a fair opportunity to participate in the marketplace the same as any other business would.
Now, one of the concerns with bars, obviously, is the fact that people don't necessarily just go and sit at a table. It's a place where people congregate and mingle. Are there ways that you can try to minimize that to keep large groups or even smaller groups from, you know, just getting together and hanging out really close to each other?
100%. Not all bars are the same, just as not every business is the same. A bar in Prescott or Sedona who has a big open outdoor space, or our bar, is not the same as a nightclub in Scottsdale or Tempe. It's not people getting together on a dance floor. When you're talking about neighborhood bars, there are tables that people can sit at and stay socially distanced and be away from another group. Usually for our bar, when people come, they come in a group of 2 to 4. They're sitting at a table. They have a beer. When they want another beer, they put their mask on, they come to the service window, get one, go back to their table and sit down with their friends. You know, we had cornhole, we took that away. We had Jenga, we took that away. And all we have left are tables just the same as a restaurant does. And there are many other bars like us that are in that same situation.
Jeremiah, briefly, what's the timeline for your business? How much longer do you have left until you have to decide whether that's it?
For us, we don't know. Honestly, our rent just increased, and that's another problem, is that businesses like ours, we're still paying rent, we're still paying utilities, we're still paying taxes on our liquor license. Anyone who has a Class 6 license, that license costs them $100,000 to purchase. we could be closed in a matter of months if this doesn't change. And with the way that the cases look like it, you know, I look today, they were over 12.5%. They're not going to be at 3% until the beginning of the year. And I don't know any business that can stay closed from March and December without getting any federal relief.
All right. That is Jeremiah Grazza. He's the owner of Thunderbird Lounge in Phoenix's Melrose District. Jeremiah, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.